And on that topic of the debate, foreign policy won't be the only thing in the spotlight. So will Lynn University. It's a small and lesser-known school founded in 1962 in Boca Raton, Florida. And tomorrow night, Lynn University will have its own opportunity to raise its profile. Christine DeMattei of member station WLRN sent us this profile of the preparations there.
Whenever 19-year-old Robbie Walsh tells friends and family back home in Maryland that he goes to Lynn University, they do a double take.
And they go, Lynn University? What? Then I have to tell them it's in Boca Raton, Florida. And a lot of them say, oh, FAU or the University of Miami.
Many of Lynn's students and faculty who gather at the campus cafe say they hear that sort of thing all the time. But university spokesman Joshua Glanzer says a new T-shirt showing up on campus gives it right back.
The front of the T-shirt says, we haven't heard of you either.
Lynn is only 50 years old. It doesn't have a famous sports team like the University of Miami's Hurricanes. And academically, Lynn has struggled with lower than average graduation rates. So, if you're a small private college with a less than stellar rep, how do you raise your profile? Lynn University President Kevin Ross holds up the T-shirt. The back reads, Official Host, Presidential Debate, 2012.
We cast our horseshoe and we thought, let's see. Perhaps this first time we'd be passed over. Then when it came to pass, we were thrilled that not only did we land a debate, we landed a presidential debate and the final debate.
In the years since Lynn snagged the debate, its 2,000 students have watched a quiet campus turn into a hotbed of activity. The university has even integrated the event into its curriculum, adding 80 new debate-related courses. 21-year-old Alexandra Vukadinovic is from Serbia. She predicts that after the debate, students will be standing in line to get into Lynn.
Usually, I think in the United States, when something is hot, they try to get it. It's like the iPhone 5 is going to be.
Transforming a small campus into a political main stage comes with a cost. Lynn has spent $5 million getting ready for the event. But Commission on Presidential Debates co-chair Mike McCurry says the university can expect a solid return on the investment.
Washington University in St. Louis, by hosting three debates, they've become a national brand now, and it certainly has boosted their enrollment, their interest, their applications, and even helped them attract faculty members. And I think Lynn will expect to see that kind of prominence.
And that's something that Lynn University is counting on. For NPR News, I'm Christine DeMattei in Miami.